Thank you for joining us today on the program. We're going to learn about two unique programs here in South Florida, both for kids with autism. One involves swimming, the other horseback riding. In the studio with us today is Julie Gross from Lessons with Julie. Julie, welcome.
Thank you very much. We're actually Swim with Mr. Blue now, so we have a lot of super swimmer instructors, and we are known as Swim with Mr. Blue and Super Swimmers Foundation, so we're very excited to be here today. And Mr. Blue and Sammy the Salmon are joining us as well.
We will explain to who Mr. Blue and Sammy the Salmon are. Kathleen, who is the president of Bit by Bit Therapeutic Riding Center, had planned to be with us, but couldn't at the last minute, so you're going to fill us in on their program also. Bit by Bit is a therapeutic riding program, and they also work with kids with autism.
That is correct, and we work hand-in-hand with other therapy centers. We feel that doing the physical exercise aspect of therapy is very helpful, and we see a lot of great results, whether it's swimming in the pool or riding on a horse or ABA therapy or speech therapy. So there's a lot of great things going on out there, and we're very excited for that.
How did you get into this? How did you get into being a swim instructor? What's your background?
Well, basically, growing up in South Florida, you know, we are surrounded by lots of bodies of water, and so I grew up in Davie, kind of out there in the country, and my friends had a swimming pool. We had an above-ground swimming pool, and I was swimming, and I was always swimming at school because we had a pool there as well. And I think one of the most important things is to be always involved in what you're doing. So whether you are always swimming or always riding horses or whatever the thing is that you love doing, to be able to do that for a living is just an amazing thing.
What school? What's high school?
I went to Hollywood Hills High, so okay. I'm a Spartan.
Been in South Florida all your life?
All my life, yep. Born and raised.
Now, your company, the company that does swim classes is?
Swim with Mr. Blue.
That's Swim with Mr. Blue. And,
yes.
And explain to everybody who Mr. Blue is. He looks like Nemo, to tell you the truth, just doesn't have all those colors.
Yeah, exactly. Well, basically, I wrote a children's book called Learn to Swim with Mr. Blue.
Mm-hmm.
It's a story about a little fish named Mr. Blue, how he was afraid to swim in the water, and then how his friends all encouraged him to learn how to row his arms, kick his feet, float on his back, choo-choo along the wall, do the Humpty Jumpty, go down and get a rocket ship. That story became our swimming program. It has a DVD, and it's all-inclusive, and it's something that we give the child before they even start their swim classes. And to be quite honest with you, a child with autism took that book and DVD, memorized it, and was swimming in 3 days.
Wow.
Yeah. Very impressive.
But the book is actually for all kids in general. What ages would you say the book really is aimed at?
Well, the book is aimed for children ages 6 months and older. I've even had a couple moms read it because they were getting swimming lessons at the time and they were afraid to swim. But the book and the DVD is our swim program, and it is basically the meat and potatoes of what we do. So before the child actually comes to our swimming pool, they are for their homework, they are told to watch that video and have the parents read the story to them. So they actually know what to do before they even get in the water with us. It's really amazing.
Talk about the importance of children, everyone but children, being able to swim, at least being able to tread water and get to the side of a pool or get to the side of a canal.
Well, you basically hit the nail on the head, Ron. We do find that children who drowned are found right by the side of the pool, canal, or whatever body of water that they fall into. All we need to do is train them, not train them to jump into us, not train them to swim to a person, but train them to, if they fall in the water, if they jump into the water, to turn around in the water, swim back to the wall, choo-choo, get out of the pool, get out of the lake, get out of the canal, and get to safety.
Mm-hmm. And when parents bring a child in, we should get into that a little bit later. You mentioned 6 months. We see babies, these little babies swimming. How early is too early?
Well, you have to think about this. Children are born in a sac of water. It's called amniotic fluid.
Mm-hmm.
If a child is born in water, in a water-like environment, how much more important is it to put them in a pool so that they can continue to kick and learn how to hold their breath and learn how to get back to the wall to safety? So really, 6 months is when we professionally have children in the water. But if you're a parent and you want to start teaching your child to swim, as soon as they're born, you can get them doing the sponge bath and putting the water over the face, blowing in the mouth, helping them learn how to hold their breath, talking to them, doing stuff in the bathtub, kicking feet, moving arms, singing songs. It really starts right away. Mm. And the development of a child will improve the more physical activities you give them. So it's really helpful for them.
Do parents teach children to fear water? Stay away from the pool. Don't go too close to the lake. Don't go close to the canal. Stay away from... Do children learn to fear water?
I would say yes. Yeah. I would say definitely. What happens with a parent is they give their child messages with their face, with their facial expressions. Mm-hmm. So obviously when we see people who are smiling, it makes us want to smile. Mm-hmm. If we see people who are mad or afraid and they have a frown on their face, it doesn't make us feel very confident. So I sometimes have to tell the parents, can you please smile when you're in the water with your child? Can you please make a happy face? Hmm. Can you please sing to them? Because it's a mirror effect. So whatever the parent is showing the child will respond back. If the parent is showing the child fear, the child will be fearful. But if the parent is showing the child that it's okay and that they can learn and that they're going to be safe, then the child will feel safe and they'll feel comfortable in the water.
We hear so often, especially in the summertime here in South Florida, of a party going on at a house and a child drowns, and they say they were gone 2 minutes.
Right.
We just all of a sudden we noticed they were gone, and there's a child floating in the pool. It just happens so often, doesn't it?
It does. And you know what? I've talked to many parents and caregivers, and the first thing they tell me is, I would never. This will never happen to my child. We are always watching our child. And to be honest with you, Ron, it takes 2 seconds for someone to just say something to somebody, turn their head for a glance. And it's something that's so silent and but deadly, you know, where a child, if you're underwater, nobody can hear you.
Mm-hmm.
You're calling out for help, and what's end up happening is the child is swallowing water and they're sinking. And it's a matter of seconds, it's a matter of minutes, and that's why all parents and caregivers really should be trained in CPR and first aid, and there really should be a lot of eyes on the water, a lot of eyes on the children. Always, if your child is missing and you're at a party where there's a body of water, there's mm-hmm. a pool or a lake or canal, the first place that you want to look is in that body of water. And when I say look, I mean look. Look down, look around, look close to the wall, and make sure that you didn't overlook that the child could have been right there, right in front of you, because that has happened several times.
Because kids are fascinated by water.
Fascinated by water and fascinated by toys left in the water. Colorful toys. Things that...
A pool.
Yes. You need to... You know, what I teach parents is that there's three barriers, basically, to water safety. Whether you have a child with autism or you have a typical child, mm-hmm. you want to make sure that that pool is not a playground for danger. And the first thing you want to do is make sure that child knows to swim back to the wall. And that's what we do in 5 days. We teach them to swim back to the wall in case they fall in the water. And then the second barrier is, of course, to have a pool fence surrounding mm-hmm. the pool. Not just to have the fence up, Ron, but to lock the fence. And not just to have the fence, but to have toys and things outside of the fence area so the child won't be curious and want to wander over into that fence, into that pool area. And then thirdly, something on the door that says door ajar, a beep beep, something that alerts the parents that that child has gone outside and is essentially outside in a dangerous area.
Now, when you teach the kids to swim to the side of a pool, sometimes a really little one can't pull themselves up and they might be in the wrong end of the pool.
Yes.
Did you also teach them just to shout out, to call out once they get to that edge?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, this morning we were doing a puppet show and one of the songs is call for help, and we have the children and yell really loud, help, dial 911. So calling for help mm-hmm. to initiate the emergency action plan and then calling 911 to actually have help come over and help assist. So children will start to understand they can actually be an integral part of this emergency action plan and actually helping to save somebody's life.
Have you ever had a parent call you back at some point and say, my child fell in the pool and got to the edge?
Oh, that's the best stories. Those are the best stories. We hear them all the time.
Do you really?
All the time. You guess what? 10 out of 10 children are going to fall in the pool. My child was cleaning the pool with a pool net and he fell in and we didn't get him. We waited. We gave him a chance to get back to the wall. And you know what, Miss Julie? He made it back to the wall.
Mm.
Of course, we're overjoyed.
Wow.
We're overjoyed. But the key is this. In our program, our 5-day program, when we teach them how to swim, guess what? They have to practice. If the parents bring their child to us and we train them, we train the parents the last day. If the parents don't continue what we've trained their children to do, it's not going to be beneficial to them. So parents, you have to understand, your child is getting 3 months of swim instruction in 5 days. They have to be able to practice and carry out and do what we've taught them over and over again, because the key is really repetition.
Do you get kids who are just fearful of water? I mean, they scream bloody murder when a parent or you take them in the water. What do you do?
If we didn't get children that were afraid, we would be out of business.
So you get it all the time.
Oh, well, Mr. Blue was afraid to swim in the water. He was terrified. He was shaking.
That's why they have to watch the video with Mr. Blue.
Exactly. They have to realize they're not the only ones that are afraid to swim in the water. Mr. Blue was really, really deeply afraid. He was troubled. And he had to learn that he could do it, and he had to make a decision. And that's why the children, when they watch the video and they realize, hey, Mr. Blue is afraid to swim in the water, and if he can learn how to swim, and if his friends can help encourage him, and if he could decide to get past the fear, because listen, it's a choice that we all have to make, whether we're afraid to swim, mm-hmm. whether we're afraid mm-hmm. to get on a horse, whether we're afraid of heights, whether we're afraid of eating vegetables, whatever the fear may be, real or not real, we have to be able to get through it. And we need encouragement in that.
I've seen people just take kids and throw them in the water. Kids mm-hmm. who don't want to go in a pool. I've been someplace where somebody, just a kid, didn't want to go in and swim with their mom, and the dad just picked them up and threw them in the water. They're somebody who's basically teaching them to be afraid of the water, aren't they?
Absolutely. You don't want to ever play around the pool. You don't want to push somebody in. You don't want to throw somebody in. Of course, around pools, we see a lot of horseplay, yeah. especially since we're coming into the summertime.
Always.
What I would suggest is this. You know, be sensitive around the pool area. Be aware that it's a dangerous area. It's not a playground. It's not a place to fool around and play. And, you know, if somebody doesn't feel comfortable swimming, take the time to take them to a good swim program. Take the time to work with them in the pool. Take the time to talk to them. Most of the time when I talk to adults that can't swim, I ask them these questions. Are you from New York or are you from the islands? And they laugh and they tell me both, or one or the other, or how did you know? Mm-hmm. And usually they have had a bad experience, whether something happened to them as a child. Like you said before, the parents were scaring them. They knew someone that drowned, and they just never got over that fear, and they never got back into the water, and they never took the time to learn. And it's easy. It's easy to teach them. It really is.
We're talking with Julie Gross, Swimming with Mr. Blue.
Swim with Mr. Blue, yes.
Swim with Mr. Blue is her swim program. Do you work with the seniors also?
Of course, of course. One of the best stories I'll tell you, which I have many of, but is a little boy and his brother were getting swimming lessons, and the grandmother, 64 at the time, was mm-hmm. there. And I said to her, do you know how to swim? And she said, no. I said, all right, well, you're next. And sure enough, in her shorts and her T-shirt, she was in that water, and her husband had tried and tried and tried and tried to teach her how to swim. And in 5 days, I had her swimming all the way down to the deep end. She did a wonderful job.
It's low-stress exercise. It's good for seniors, isn't it? Maybe the best exercise they can do.
It's one of the best exercises for everybody. And let's talk about the children with autism, because what happens in the water is something so magical that I have seen and I have experienced, that I want to tell everybody that if you have a child with autism, if you know a child with autism, being in the water is like a type of therapy for them. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a free therapy, because if you have access to a swimming pool, you know, or a body of water where it's safe and it's monitored, your child can thrive in the water. It's really amazing.
Will some of those kids be more sensitive to water?
Well, when you say sensitive, let me tell you
or
something.
Afraid.
Well, no.
No,
that's the problem. Here's where we have to talk about the safety issue. Mm-hmm. Children with autism are very drawn to the water. Why? Because it's a sensory issue. Because of their skin. It feels good on their skin. Ah. It brings them to a place of peace and tranquility. They're living in a world many times where they can't communicate verbally. They feel trapped. They feel isolated. They're in their own world. Getting in the water unlocks the door for them. It opens their world. They are smiling ear to ear, grinning, happy, feeling comfortable, feeling confident, doing things the same as typical children. But in the same sense, it's dangerous because they'll wander. We do find and we hear stories about children with autism that have wandered to a body of water mm-hmm. where they didn't know how to swim, and we don't have a happy ending. Super Swimmers Foundation was set up the sole purpose to help teach children with autism who cannot swim, to help them not only learn how to swim safely and successfully to the wall, but also to give them an opportunity to thrive. We had a little boy named Dylan, who kisses mom on the cheek for the very first time at our pool at 3.5 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
We've had little children with autism say Mr. Blue or swimming. I heard a mom tell me today her child was very nonverbal and was having speech classes. And one of the first things he said after seeing our puppet show was, Mommy, Mr. Blue. And he gave her the postcard about our program. And I just was so happy to hear that.
That's enough to bring tears to your eyes.
It's amazing. I mean, to fall in love with a little blue fish, whether he looks like Dora or Nemo or whoever. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, these children connect. We want children to connect to safety, whether they're typical children, whether they're children on the spectrum, whether they're 6 months old, whether they're 64 years old. My motto is until the whole world swims. So I got a lot of work to do out there.
You got a lot of work to do.
Yes.
Are your lessons conducted any different with children with autism than typical children or even just adults? I mean, take us through step by step. The parents have had the video. The kids have watched the video. They bring them in for the first swimming lesson. What happens?
Well, it's a magical thing that happens. We have a little tunnel, a little area where the parents go and hide. And I always tell the parents, you know what? For 4 days, you're going to go in this tunnel and you're all going to hug each other and love each other and talk. Cause you know, sometimes there's a couple parents in there mm-hmm. at once. Mm-hmm. And we all as instructors have the children one-on-one. I would like to tell you that the children with autism have a different program than the typical children, but I would be lying. Mm-hmm. Children with autism and typical children learn my program the same exact way. It is amazing. Children with autism have an amazing ability to memorize facts and figures and stories.
Did you try to do it differently or did you just naturally or did it just happen?
It just happened. A little boy memorized the program. I sat and watched him watch the video, and in 3 days, I saw him swimming to the wall. My jaw was on the floor. I could not believe it. And when I started to research and I started to find out more information about it, I started to realize that children with autism, children on the spectrum, have an amazing ability to memorize stories, facts, and figures. Mm-hmm. So I had a little boy come to me on the first day going underwater to get the rocket ship. He had never had swimming lessons in his life. He memorized that Mr. Blue went down to get the rocket ship, and that's what he thought he had to do on the very first day. And he did it, and I was very impressed. So there are many programs out there that help teach children with autism, whether it's the swimming or the horseback riding. And we are finding that the more children with autism are able to interact with swimming, horses, different therapies, we're finding they're growing, they're learning more, they're able to communicate better. It's not always a verbal communication, even though that's what a lot of parents are striving for, just to hear their child say, I love you, mommy, or mommy, or daddy. But to be able to communicate in their own way. And I understand children. We understand children. They don't have to verbally talk to us for us to understand. They can point to the stairs, meaning we want out.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? Or point to a lollipop, meaning it's time for me to have a lollipop at the end of my class.
I would imagine you have to deal with, it was interesting where you said the parents can go in the tunnel, but I would imagine you have to deal with some parents who are just overly protective. And I would imagine it's just natural that parents with children with autism are naturally overprotective. And do you deal with them any differently?
Yes, yes. You have to be very sensitive. I honestly do not have children in my home. Mm-hmm. I do not have children with autism in my home. But I have spent a lot of time with both types of families. Mm-hmm. And I hats off to the parents that have children with autism, because what they go through on a regular basis with the meltdowns and taking their children to the different therapies and all the money that they have to spend. I have a mom this week who told me she had to sell her home.
Oh.
Just to get enough money to put her daughter through therapies. And it broke my heart. And these parents are my heroes. They are my heroes. They are awesome. And that's why we want to do whatever we can to help them out. These parents are so grateful when we're able to give them a scholarship and help them and help teach their child to swim after they've gone to so many places.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine a child with autism, 10 years old, who does not know how to swim, learning to swim in 5 days? Can you imagine the excitement in that parent and how overjoyed they are to see their child accomplishing such a great thing? And again, at the same rate that a typical child does. I mean, I just can't even tell you the tears that have fallen in our area. It's been awesome. Even for us, we've been overjoyed.
I've always thought that parents with children with special needs, whether it be autism, whether it be more physical special needs, those parents have been through the grind, and they are some tough characters just for what they do every single day.
That's very true. They're very special people, and I've learned a lot, and I have a lot of respect for these parents. And like I said, we want to help their kids as much as we can. And when I go to their home and I bring my Mr. Blue puppet and they're carrying Mr. Blue around, and they're so excited, they want a Mr. Blue tattoo, and they're pointing and showing everybody their Mr. Blue tattoo or their little bracelet, or, you know, they're pointing at the television. And parents are telling me with tears in their eyes, you know, and just their hearts overjoyed that they just can't even believe that their child can connect to this character. And it's, you know, for me as a teacher, it just came from, hey, I was just telling stories with these little toys, and I was just making up things and singing songs, and I just put it together in a book format. For me, it just kind of came naturally.
And it clicks with the kids.
Totally clicks with the kids.
I've always said, you know, if you really want to connect with kids, especially when they're little ones, you have to get down on the floor with them. You know, don't sit in a couch and don't sit on a chair and play with them. Get down on the floor with them, because then you can really connect with the kids. When you mentioned Super Swimmers, this is a foundation. Tell us about Super Swimmers.
Well, it's called Super Swimmers Foundation, and basically what I realized is that parents were spending a lot of money out of their pocketbook for therapies for their children with autism, and I thought to myself, well, you know, the swimming is very beneficial for them. It has so many therapeutic values. So I decided to start a foundation to help teach children with autism to swim. And when I started to do that, I thought to myself, not only do we want to keep them safe, but we also want to teach them how to be mainstreamed into typical classes. Mm-hmm. Because the more a child with autism or special needs is around typical children, they're going to start acting like typical children who talk and talk and talk, or, you know, how they play and different things like that. Because we're trying to get those kids out of their shell. We're trying to get them to a place where they feel comfortable.
And to be able to relate.
Relate. Exactly. Exactly. To connect. And that's one of the classes that we teach. It's called Juntos. Juntos in Spanish means together. And so what we do is, after we teach the child with autism to swim, we have them together with their parents in the water. And what we find is that the parents haven't had a chance to connect with their own child, haven't had a chance to bond with their own child. Oh. Because, again, that child is in their own world. And we're trying to unlock that door. We're trying to open that door and unlock, you know, their world and find out where, you know, who they are and what they're all about and what gets them excited and what brings them joy.
Now, with the
Super Swimmers Foundation. It's like a tongue twister.
Sammy the Salmon is another one of your puppets. What does he stand for?
Well, basically, I love to write books. I did teach for Broward County Schools for over 10 years. Mm-hmm. And I like to think that I gained a lot from those years and that experience. But the new book is called Mr. Blue Meets a Super Swimmer. And it's about a character named Sammy the Salmon. And as we know, and you're a fisherman, so you can attest to this, salmon swim upstream.
Right.
They go against the flow. Well, children with autism, kind of in their own way, march to the beat of their own drum. And it's not a bad beat. It's just their own
different beat.
Different. And no, we have to learn how to learn, love, and accept people for who they are, whether they have autism, whether they have special needs, whether they have, you know, a learning disability or hyperactive or ADD like me, all over the place. We have to learn how to love and accept people for who they are, with their differences and their challenges. So Mr. Blue and the crew, they actually meet Sammy because he swims past them so fast and they don't even know what to make of him. So as the story progresses, they go on an adventure, and they learn by going on an adventure that they have to work together to accomplish a goal. And by the time they catch up to this new mystery friend, they've sung a lot of songs, they've given out a lot of high fives, they even put on some super swimmer capes and become superheroes. And they meet Sammy, and their first encounter with him is not necessarily the greatest, and they get upset, and Sammy gets upset. But then after a little bit of time, they start to realize, you know what? They each have something special to offer each other. And it's a story about friendship. Mm-hmm. It really is. And at the end of the story, Sammy gets excited. He sings a rap song. He's dancing. He gets a super swimmer cape. And at the end of the story, they all end up getting lollipops and talking about their new adventures. So it's really heartfelt. And We have kids in the video that have autism. We have kids in the video that don't have autism in the story. Because each book that I write, I like to make a DVD with it. And I like kids to actually visually see and hear and experience the whole story. Because that's how children learn. They learn through all the modalities. And in creating my swim program, the first book, Learn to Swim, Mr. Blue, I did that naturally, as any teacher would, having visual stimulation, auditory stimulation, and kinesthetic stimulation. And that is what basically was the key to unlock the door for children with autism.
Now, there's a cost for your swim classes, but this Super Swimmers Foundation comes in and helps some people.
Absolutely. We have a scholarship program. Like you said, it's a SAMI, the Salmon Scholarship Program. Mm-hmm. It's a tongue twister. I'll say it 10 times fast. But the point is that parents cannot afford the swimming lessons. We want to help them because, first of all, we have to think about safety. The child needs to learn how to swim. We don't want them to drown. We don't want them to wander. We don't want them to get in a situation where they don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. So getting them to be safe is the number one concern. And then we are working on more programs, like I said, to mainstream those children, whether it's in a summer camp program, whether it's in a group swim class, or whatever we can do where we can get them with other children that are typical functioning in environment of water.
Mm-hmm. How did you get it? We haven't talked about the bit-by-bit riding program, and we've got about 4 minutes to go. I'm going to have her come back by herself and really get involved with that. But how did you get involved with them? Because the results of what you do are pretty much the same as the results of what they do, therapeutic horseback riding.
I love horses. I grew up in Davie, like I said before, and as I went to, they were announcing April as the Autism Awareness Month for the city of Pompano Beach, which is where I live. Mm-hmm. And a good friend of mine was being recognized, and I had taught her boys to swim. She has twin boys. And we saw bit by bit there. And I have heard so many wonderful things about that program. I have really wanted to get involved with them because I think what they do on the horses is just as awesome as what we do in the water. And think about it, if a child's riding a horse when they're all hot and sweaty, they can get into the pool and do swimming. But we want to help children with autism. They have a heart. Kathleen has the same heart as we do to help those children. And the benefits that they get, whether it's with the hippotherapy or whether they have physical therapists, occupational therapists, speech and language pathologists on board. They do so many wonderful things. And we just want to partner up with them because we love what they do. We think what they do is great. What these kids are getting out of being on a horse, again, the calming effect, the horses are very intuitive to a child's nature, and they understand them. And again, the child's on the horse, child with autism or special needs, and everything diminishes, everything disappears. Mm-hmm. They're almost like just like any other child.
And it's a real science, isn't it? It isn't just putting a child on a horse and walking them around a ring and having them relax.
Yes.
They put them through some paces, and they have to do some special things, especially with that hippotherapy that really is therapeutic for not only their body, but for their mind.
Yeah. And the movement, the up and down movement as the horse is trotting, as the horse is moving, and that child is becoming one with the horse. I mean, I loved growing up and riding horses. I feel that horses are so gentle and so peaceful, and it transcends into the child. And again, the staff is remarkable in what they do, how they connect with the horse. They train the horse, and then they connect with the child, and they help the child to connect with the horse. Again, we're seeing that juntos happening. Mm-hmm. We're seeing that togetherness happening, and that's what we really want to do, is we want to try to connect people, children, parents, all of these, making all these connections happen. It's just a wonderful
thing. And you do it with your swim courses, too. We've got 2 minutes to go. Can somebody just get one of these books for their kids, whether they have children with autism or, you know, just the typical kids? Where do they get that? Can they get it even without signing up for swim courses?
Absolutely, Ron. Yes. We have our swimwithmrblue.com website. Mm-hmm. And on there, we have a store. And on their store, we sell our Learn to Swim with Mr. Blue book and DVD, as well as Popo the Frog and Mr. Blue toys. And we have tattoos and towels and all kinds of things that help promote water safety and children learning to swim, and, of course, Mr. Blue. And anybody that buys a Mr. Blue Meets a Super Swimmer book, the proceeds go directly to the foundation to provide scholarships for families who cannot afford swimming lessons, who have children with autism who cannot swim.
1 minute. This is a business for you, but it must be very rewarding.
I'm telling you, Super Swimmers Foundation. I'm sorry I didn't remind you guys. SuperSwimmersFoundation.org is the website for the foundation. I want to tell you in a way selfishly, I almost get more satisfaction teaching a child with autism to swim than a typical child, even though I love teaching all children and all people. But when I see a child with autism get it, it does something to me personally. It unlocks, you know, something in my heart where I actually start to connect a little bit better with others. It does something for me in a very personal way, and I appreciate it.
Give us the website again and a telephone number if people want to get their kids involved.
SwimWithMrBlue.com, 954-956-9955, and that links up to SuperSwimmersFoundation.org. And until the whole world swims, we really appreciate you letting us be here with you today.
Kids in Florida need to know how to swim. Julie Gross, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Ron.